If you have your Bibles this morning, look with me in Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. Let's start reading back over. Let's start reading chapter 16 and verse 15. Let's read, just start reading there. He said unto them, speaking of Jesus, He said unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Who believes that this morning? Then Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Verse 18, And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's shouting ground, ain't it? Amen. Verse 19, and he said, And I will give. Listen to what Jesus told Peter. He said, And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus of Christ. From that time forth began Jesus to show to his disciples how that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest or carest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Then said Jesus unto his disciple, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in his glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his work. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in His kingdom. Heavenly Father, this morning once again we call upon the Holy Spirit to come. Come and minister to us this morning, Lord. I pray, God, that it will come and it will loosen my tongue, God, that I might preach, God, what You would have me to preach. I pray, God, this morning that nothing will proceed out of these lips, God, unless You proceed to bring it through them. Because, God, we're here this morning, not as Lord, but we're here this morning as Your servants this morning. Father, You have heard the many needs already this morning, and we know there are many, many needs out there that were not mentioned this morning, but, God, we just lift them all up before You, knowing, God, that You're on the throne this morning, and knowing, God, that You can meet every need, God, according to Your will. Father, we ask this morning Your blessings upon the sick. We ask Your blessings, God, upon this congregation that's come this way today. We ask, God, that You will bless them, and a special blessing on their children and grandchildren from generation to generation. Father, we ask now Your blessing on this word, God. Just take each one of us this morning and use us, Lord, that You may receive the glory for it. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And the church said, Amen.
Amen.
I want to think upon the thought this morning of denying yourself. How many of us this morning likes to not deny ourselves of the things that self wants? Nobody? Maybe we need to have an altar call right now before we go any further. Because when we think of denying ourselves, that means that we cannot do the things that we want to do. We cannot go to the places that we want to go. Amen? In other words, when you talk about denying yourself, you see self has got a sinful nature about it. The Bible said that this flesh was born into sin. And the Bible says that when it dies, that it's going to still have a sin nature. Now, I don't know about you this morning, but I know about me, Brother Larry. I know sometimes there's a battle goes on within me because self wants to do one thing, and God says, no, you got to do it my way. See, there's a lot of people today that's lived their life and they've lived it their way. And so a man told me, my wife, yesterday, he said, I've lived my life my way for so long, I don't know where I could ever live any other life or not. But see, we've got to remove self. But we as Christians, we cannot or better not deny of putting God first in our life. But that is where it's hard, James, to do a lot of time. Amen. Say it. It's hard to put God first when this old flesh is crying out to go a different way. Amen. And when he spoke about whosoever is going to follow me has got to take up his cross. That's part of the cross that we have got to bear is denying ourselves of the things that we want. I've said it many times. And I say it to you this morning, church, again, that sometimes I do it without thinking, to deny ourselves a lot of times in order to give God the praise and the glory for it all this morning. But we have lived our life so long doing it my way. Amen? We have got our lifestyle. Brother Dustin, we have lived our lifestyle. And we're all guilty of it, whether we admit it or not, to a certain point. We're all guilty of it. It's not really what God really wants. But it's what I want. I'm going to go where I want to go. I'm going to come back when I want to come back. I don't care if half the church dies. I don't care what goes on in the church. I don't care whether you have church or where you don't have church. I'm going to tell you something, church. If that is the attitude we have today, then we are not who we need to be with God, because the Bible says that we have got to deny ourselves. I'm going to tell you, I'd love to never been down there in Tennessee years ago rejoicing in the gospel songs and all down there that I had to preach in a funeral. But my friend, I could not deny what God has called me to do. Amen. And it seemed like, Brother Larry, that people that don't understand a lot of times what my calling is. Because if you've never stood in these shoes, and if you've never been called to pastor a church, then you don't know what a pastor suffers a lot of times. You don't know at the time he's got to deny himself just in order to help you out. Amen. And you as Christians, if you're going to work and serve God, then you're going to have to deny yourself. You're going to have to deny your pleasure in life. You're going to have to deny these things. You're going to have to take up your own cross, and you're going to have to follow Jesus. Amen. 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 But I'm going to tell you something. Out of everything, and people say, well, boy, your life is really messed up. No, my life is right on cue. I'm sorry. I'm right where I'm supposed to be. I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. Amen? You say, well, you don't visit me. Well, are you sick? No. Well, if you're not sick, you need to be helping me visit those that are sick. Oh, I can't do that. That's your job. Who said it was my job? Did a funeral year. I'm not bragging on myself. I'm bragging on God. But let me tell you something. Out of every bad situation, if you will allow God to be in your life, there's something good that comes out of every bad situation. Amen. See, we can't do this on ourselves because we have got to deny self, amen, in order that we can be a servant of God. Amen. Amen. Jesus told Peter, he said, Peter, he said, upon this rock I'm going to build my church. He wasn't saying Peter was a rock. What he's talking about, Peter, I'm going to use you. Amen. Let me have a Bible with you. He said, I'm going to use you. You're going to preach the gospel. You're going to suffer many things. He said, but you are going to be, you're going to help me. I'm the rock, but you're going to have to tell people about the rock, who the rock is. And Peter was standing there thinking, and what was he said? He said that I'm going to give you the keys to the king. I ain't done with it yet. He said, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Hey, man, you say, what in the world were they talking about? I'm going to tell you what he's talking about. If you read over in the day of Pentecost what happened there, what he was saying was, Tony, hey, man, I'm going to give you the Word. I'm going to anoint you with the Word. This is going to be the keys to the kingdom of heaven right here. And you're going to take it and you're going to use it to open up the kingdom of heaven for me. Well, glory to God this morning. Woo! Amen. You can have it. Jesus said he called a disciple and he told him, he said, come on, we got to go. Last journey he made through Samaritan, through them places. He says, time, I've got to finish my work. I've got to finish my work for this time, but let's go, boy. And the Bible said they were sad about it because Jesus had told them. They fully didn't understand. But what did old Peter do? Peter rebuked him and said, what was it? Lord, let this be far from you or whatever. In other words, what Peter was saying, Lord, you're wrong. This ain't going to happen. They ain't going to do this to you. See, Peter hadn't got self out of the way. Peter hadn't really learned who the Lord really was. Amen. He hadn't really learned. Sometimes we don't really understand who God is. Amen. Sometimes, you know, when God says no and we say yes, we better be careful there. Amen. When God says no, you leave something alone and you say, no, it looks good. I'm going to partake of it. I'm going to tell you, He won't stop you from taking of it, but I promise you, He'll make you wish that you would have never touched it. Amen.
Amen.
You say, well, is He that kind of a God? He's a good God. Amen. He's a merciful God. Amen. He's a loving God. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what, when He said that He means it. Amen. When He said that He means it. And He told Peter, yeah, He said, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth, you shall bind in heaven. And He went on and He said, but He turned. Then Peter took Him and began to rebuke Him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord. This shall not be unto thee. What Peter was saying here, just like a lot of times, we say, Lord, you don't know what you're saying. Lord, you don't understand what you don't understand me, Lord. You don't understand, God, what I need. I know what I need. No, you might be you, but you don't know what you need. Amen. You just think a lot of times you need won't what you think you need. Amen. You better be careful what you ask God for. Amen. Because you'll get it. But it's no telling what you're going to have to go through to get there to get it. Think about it. When we ask God, we all went to no altar somewhere or another one time or another, and we fell down on our knees and we cried out to God and we asked God to forgive us. And I'm assured that every one of us has probably said, Lord, I'll serve you till I die. Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do, God, if you'll just forgive me. Can I hear a amen in this place? How many of us has lied about it? How many of us has lied about it? You say, well, there ain't no wells to it. You have either lied or you have done it. And I don't believe there's a one in here has fully fulfilled the will of God in their life. Amen. There's none of us in here that can't stand more growth in our life. Amen. But you know, Sometimes these material things, you know, and these pleasures, the Bible says they're pleasures of sin.
That's right.
Now, have we ever had any sinners in the church? Have you ever been a sinner? So, I couldn't convince you then, if you've been a sinner, I can't convince you this morning, no way, Ketta, that there is pleasure in sin. You know there's pleasure in sin? How many know there's pleasure in sin? God, y'all smarter than I thought you was. Maybe y'all ought to be up here preaching. Anytime. But there's pleasure in sin. But the Bible says it only lasts for a short season. And this pleasure that only lasts for a short season, what's it going to cost you when it's all said and done? What's it going to cost you? I know what it cost me, Brother Larry, at one time. Cost me my wife and my three children, my home and everything that I had. See, that's what sin will do. Young people, this is for you. Listen up. Sin and the pleasure of sin will take you further out than you want to go. It'll keep you out there longer than you want to stay. And when it's over with, you'll find yourself just like I found myself one day. Down in the gutter, lost on your way to hell. If you're lucky enough to survive it that long. See, we've been having a Bible study over here out of the book of Peter. The Bible, with us not, we got into it there. The Bible said that Satan, is our enemy. He's just like a roaring lion. The Bible said he's just roaming about, seeking whom he can devour. Just because you go to church this morning don't mean that you've got citizenship in heaven today. Amen. Just because you may have your name on a church book or some other organization this morning, that don't mean that you've got citizenship to heaven this morning. The only way that you can get citizenship into heaven this morning, my friend, is simply by denying thyself and falling down somewhere and seeking God, amen, and asking Him for forgiveness of your sins this morning. Then you can become a citizen of heaven. See, you know where the Bible says we're pilgrim and strangers down here. Do you know that, Cheryl? Yeah, we're just pilgrim and strangers. You say, well, I've lived here all my life. You're still a pilgrim and stranger. Amen. You was born a pilgrim. You're still a pilgrim. What's a pilgrim? A pilgrim is one that journeys, makes a journey. Amen. Makes a journey. Well, glory to God. How many pilgrims we got in here this morning? How many pilgrims? How many's on a journey this morning? Amen. Some of you ain't on a journey this morning. Praise God. You're at the right place because you can get on that journey here just in a short time. Amen. You can get on that journey if you're not on it. I want to tell you, well, I don't know what I want on that journey or not. Why don't you just try for a little while? Amen. You get on this journey that I'm on, and I'm going to tell you, Jesus will change your life. You'll never know what peace of God is until you get on this journey with Him. Amen. Your friends will leave you and forsake you sometimes. Amen. Sometimes you need them and they're not there. Let me tell you about this man called Jesus. He's always there. Amen. He's always there. He said, I'll never leave you. He said, I'll never forsake you. He said, I'll go with you even to the end of the way. Praise God. I'm glad. I'm glad I know this Jesus. I'm glad today that I can say I'm denying myself. Amen. I'm denying myself this morning because I'm nothing without God. But I'm claiming Him this morning as my Lord. I'm claiming Him as my Lord and Savior. I'm claiming Him, honey, as King of Kings and my Lord of Lords. I'm claiming Him this morning. That'll be everything in my life. I know at the very best. James, I don't know how many years left. Maybe not many days. I don't know. But I know one thing. I've got a citizenship when this life is over. Praise God. I'm going to spend it in glory. In glory. In glory. Hallelujah. I'm willing to deny myself this morning, Cheryl, in order to see my loved ones. I'm willing to deny myself this morning, Brother Mark, so that I can be a citizen in heaven. People say, well, they talk about these foreigners coming over here, giving them citizenship. I give them citizenship. I'm going to tell you, friends, it's all right to be citizen of America or wherever you're from. You need to be a citizenship. I ain't too much worried about that citizenship. But I'm sure glad, Brother Mark. Praise God, church. I'm sure glad, Tony, when this citizenship down here runs out. I've got one waiting for me that will never run out. It'll never fade away. Glory be to God this morning. Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Peter said, Lord, it ain't going to be so. The Lord looked at him and said, I rebuke you, Satan. He didn't tell Peter. He didn't look at Peter and say, Peter, I rebuke you. He said, Satan, I rebuke you. See, it was not Peter. It was just like us. Peter was like us. Sometimes we allow Satan to come in and control our lives. When we allow Satan to come in and control our life, we've made a bad mistake. Amen. He said, whosoever is going to come after me is going to have to deny himself, take up his cross, follow me. People say, well, it's not easy, is it, Brother Ryan? It's not easy. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's not, does it? But I don't know. I don't know. Because God has said so. Whatever I go through down here, whatever suffering, whatever pain, whatever I go through down here,
I know. God said it's not going to be compared to anything to what's waiting for you in heaven.
Amen.
But see, we've got to live a life to become a citizen. We just can't become a citizen of heaven and go out and live like the world and live like the devil. Amen. When you become a citizen of heaven, buddy, that changes everything. Changes the way you live. Changes the way you talk. Amen. It changes everything about you. I heard a song the other day, first time I'd ever heard it, and I've not heard it since. It said, "Are you living?" Talking about being a Christian. I don't remember just how it was there, but it said, "Are you as good a Christian as your neighbors think you are?" I thought, what? Now listen to that second verse. That's all I learned. As you're as good a Christian as your neighbors think you are. It's a good question, ain't it? It's a good question. How does your neighbor see you? How does your family see you? How does those that you work with see you? My God, things got quiet. I guess I better shut up. Ronnie, would y'all come and get a song ready? I'm done. Are you willing to deny self in order to follow Jesus this morning? You know, I've said it's going to really be sad. It's going to really be sad to people that sat in church all their life, been taught if you just shake the preacher's hand, if you just put your name on the church book and join my church, it's going to be a sad thing if that's all they've done when Jesus comes. See, it's going to be a sad thing to hear them words, "Depart from me, I don't know you." It's going to be a sad thing to pretend all your life, pretend to be a Christian, and spend all that time going to church. Amen. He was putting in your tithes, perhaps. It's going to be a sad thing then to miss heaven after all of it. Amen. Stand with us. If you need to pray, this altar's open here this morning.